Welcome to Ink in Your Veins. I'm your host, Rachel Herron. In this podcast, I talk to authors about the best things they've learned about writing so we can try those things too. I'll keep each episode short so you can get back to writing. Well, hello, writers. Welcome to episode number 426 of Ink in Your Veins. I'm Rachel Herron, and we are here today with KJ Dell'Antonia for an absolutely delightful, hilarious, funny, fun conversation. KJ's been on the show before. She'll be on the show again, I'm sure, in the future. You're going to love listening to her talk about feeling stuck and getting unstuck, which is what my Kickstarter is all about. RachelHerron.com/unstuck. And have you considered that you may want to kickstart this book just in order to follow what I do so that maybe someday you will kickstart a book? I do this all the time. If I see somebody doing something really well, I subscribe to their mailing list. And then I have all these great big ideas about what I'm going to do because I've gotten inspired by something they've done. And then I file the email in my Gmail and it probably lives there for the rest of my life. But I am learning as I'm doing these things. When I started my Patreon years and years ago, I looked to see who was doing the best on Patreon and I backed them. It was Amanda Palmer at the time. And I learned so much just from watching her connect with her people, sending out updates. It eventually got so that it was too many updates and I unsubscribed, but that was after I'd patronized her for a while. It's a really lovely way to learn. So that's my push today, in case you want to check out the Kickstarter for my memoir, Unstuck, which is about getting yourself out of the place where you look down and notice that your feet have been in quicksand and you're not quite sure for how long. All right, please enjoy this interview with KJ, and I am so glad you're here. Well, I could not be more pleased to have you on the show today. Will you please share your name and your pronouns with us?
I am KJ Dell'Antonia, and I am a she, her pronouns person.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to read your bio out, which is not usually something I do in front of authors, but I am on these little mini episodes that I'm so excited.
You've heard this bio.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I do have a team of people, you know, writing my bio at all times.
They're all waiting outside your office right now. Yeah. Well, here we go. Let's see how I do. KJ Dell'Antonia is a New York Times bestselling author whose novels The Chicken Sisters and In Her Boots explore the same themes she once explored as a journalist. The importance of finding joy in our families, the challenge of figuring out what makes us happy, and the need to value the life we're living more than the one in our phones and laptops. Amen. Every single time. Her third novel, Playing the Witch Card, throws magic into the mix, but witchcraft, like reality TV and literary fraud, rarely really solves anyone's problems. She's also the former editor of the New York Times Motherlode blog, the co-host of the hashtag AmWriting podcast, and a passionate bookstagrammer at KJDA. She lives in Lyme, New Hampshire with her husband, children, and assorted dogs, cats, chickens, and horses. And just as an aside, you know I love your books. And I can't wait to read Playing the Witch Card, which I've already told you just has the best title in the world.
It is a good title. You'd be stunned at how long it took us to come up with that and how many really stupid titles there were, even though my original title for it, like when I, you know, just the title in my was Wild Card. So we already had card in there, but it just, and all of a sudden one day I just remember like being on a vacation and go back and forth with my agent because for just hours. Yeah. And then she's like, and we were both like, bing, 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 done.
And there's that magic moment where you put it in Amazon and it's not there. It's not there. Or if it was 10 years old, you know.
Yeah, we ignored it.
But that's gorgeous. Okay, so today we are talking about being stuck, stuckedness, being and getting unstuck. And I would love just to ask you, it's a very personal question, but can you tell us about a time in your life that you felt stuck, perhaps by your own making, and how did you get out of it?
Well, so I gave it a little thought because you warned me, and I really, I have sort of the most boring answer in the world, which is that I frequently feel stuck, both in writing and in other ways. And for me, the only way to get unstuck has just been to keep going back And I mean, I guess there's that sort of, what do they say? Like doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is, but that might be how I write. Now I'm a little discouraged. So mostly I was thinking about this from a writing perspective. And in fact, so I am doing a revision right now, and this would be my fourth, if I pub if this one is published, it'll be my first fourth published novel. So,
so
I've
this
done
is you're in
this.
Your own revisions, or is this a developmental edit revision from an editor?
So my agent has read this twice now, and I am revising it myself, preparing to send it to a developmental editor that I have hired. Preliminary to sending it to the editor that I've had on my past books or to other editors, both of which are completely out there as possibles. Yeah. So, but I've hired someone because this is going to be, it's a rom-com and that's a departure for me. So I really want to make sure there's a developmental editor, that I really respect, Jen Prokof, and,
she's
she'll
good.
make sure. Yeah. So yeah. She's going to make sure I really hit the genre the way I want to. Like I just, anyway, so I'm revising for her. But the point, I guess, was that, you know, I kind of got this back, and this is this, I don't even know what draft this is, because I don't think of it that way. But it's, and my agent was like, it's a book. Now I have to go make it better. I was like,
I believe you're in the most difficult kind of revisions before you have direct developmental editorial comments on it, like from the agent. Fantastic. But sometimes I end up feeling more stressed.
She had some thoughts. She's good. She does. Okay. She edits. So she definitely had some thoughts, and she had five areas, and, you know, no, it was super helpful. But then I just sort of took it, and I just, and here I, and I've got it, and I printed it out because that's going to help. And I just didn't know. I just didn't know how to do it. And I kept thinking, well, it's not like I haven't revised. It's not like I haven't done a heavy revision before. It's a pretty heavy revision. It's not like the first time when all she had was like the idea, but it's a pretty heavy revision even before I give it to the, anyway, the point being, I just didn't know how to do it. And it took me like sort of 8 days of just coming back and sitting in the chair, stuck, and just waiting.
Could you give me some details about that? What does coming back to the desk, sitting for 8 days stuck, look like? Are you staring at the screen for 20 minutes and then writing a sentence, or do you have a set amount of time, or are you moving pages around the desk and writing notes to yourself? Tell me everything.
I should have brought, because I forgot we were a video, I could have brought like all the bits and pieces. So it looked like, so I printed it, and then it looked like, actually what it looked like was like a bunch of the books up on my writing shelf. Cause one of the things, one of my go-to things when I have a draft and I'm going to revise it is I figure probably one of those books is going to actually tell me how with like
Yes.
specific instructions. I'm going to
Yes.
open it and it's going to say KJ on page 13. You know,
Add
or
a
there's going to
ring.
be an outline
Right.
in there that I can. So it looks like me like writing down the plot, the moments from Save the Cat,
Yes.
and writing down the moments from Take Off Your Pants, which is another favorite. And like
Libby Hawker, yeah, it's
oh,
great.
Here, look, here's Save the Cat Strikes Back. It looks like me sticking coasters in Save the Cat pens to mark, you know, and look, I need an opening image. See, it says so right here. And it looks like that. And it looks like that. And then it looks like a lot of, it looks like I have a notebook. Like here's the notebook from past that, can I reach it? No, I was going to pull one from past thing, but anyway, I have a notebook and the notebook is like scrawls and it literally says things like, what if instead of that, what if I did this earlier? What if he told her this earlier? Oh, wait, what if it's not her friend that tells her this? What if he tells her? Oh no. What if, and then like, or there, then I suddenly got, like, I suddenly decided that, I don't know, something should happen totally differently. So then I had 4 pages of me going, okay, and then this, and this, and this, and this, and this. I get to the end of it, and I'm like, yeah, none of that. None of that. None of that. And, I mean, there are a couple of, so I have keep one page that's fairly Like there was the list of the five things that my agent wanted me to do, or five large categories. They were things like, so the secondary characters aren't.
They aren't secondary.
Aren't characters really? I think I know some of their names. Like stuff like that. It's like big things.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what it looks like. And every day I would just be like, but I kept, so I have my two writer buddies and we text back and forth all day long. And the typical thing that one of us or all three of us will text on any given day is the word sticker, which means you've hit your writing goal for the day. Could be anything. It could be 1,000 words. It could be 4 hours in the chair. It
Love
could be
that.
revising 16 chapters. It can be anything. It's just sticker. And then we get a sticker
and
our
you're
bulletin
getting a sticker. Yes.
For 12.
Yes,
And
it works.
And one of them kept texting sticker, and I guess the goal would just be to sit there. Like some days it was 2 hours, and I kind of got it up to 4 hours. And eventually I did a have need. So I did Jenny Nash Blueprint for a book, because again, all the outlines. I did her she's a revision system, which is red light things, green light things, and yellow light things. And that's the page that I do keep. Like that's the actually useful page in the book or the notebook. So I had that. And then I did a have and a need list, and I wrote what was in each and every chapter. And that was actually really, really helpful. And then finally, I don't know, I just managed finally to, I used that. And then I outlined, it was the need. That was kind of what broke it through. So then I figured out what I needed in every chapter. And some of them just, it's blank, like basically, because it's pretty much, or it says, kind of like, and some of them it's like this much of the, and then it goes around and it goes up and then it goes over here. And then there's a line because the rest of the part under here is for the next chapter down. And it's a mess. It's a total mess. But I'll tell you, if I lost those, there's 11 pages of that. If I lost that, I should just Xerox it. Like now I'm just.
Now you should. Yeah. Or at least just take pictures.
Take pictures of it.
Yeah. Please, please do that for us. But what you have described there is you made the map of the way out. You mapped your way out. You didn't brute force it. You're not expecting the train to take off. It's not a bullet train, or at least it isn't on my desk when I'm stuck like that. I would like it to take off at 150 miles an hour, but it takes off like a steam engine that ran out of coal in 1853. Like that's how my unstuck starts, like by making those small, tiny decisions. Is that what it looks like for you?
Yeah. And I mean, the first decision is always that you're going to do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could always just be like, you see this shiny new project over here? I'm gonna work on that. It's gonna be perfect when I'm finished with it. Totally. Like it's gonna be so much better than this pile of crap. Yeah, so that's the first decision. And and then for me it is really important to set it, you know, at least I think one of the goals was like one of the days it was like, I think I sat for 20-minute intervals three times.
I love that.
Like
Because
it was
we can
just
do
kind of
almost
all I
anything
could do.
for 20 minutes, right?
Just anything for 20 minutes. Oh, and I did a lot of like, I like get up and walk, like get up and go for a walk, but with no AirPods and no, you know, no anything. I was driving home the other day and I kept having to pull over and type, you know, scrawl, like I was sort of working through a scene in my head and I just kept having to pull over, and it was a 2 hour drive and it took like 3.5. But
that's beautiful. Okay, so what would be your kindest, sweetest, gentlest, most encouraging advice to somebody who might feel seriously stuck in a book? Like they are just stuck and maybe they've been that way for months. What would you tell them?
I would say put aside some time every day to either sit with the book and only the book, or the piece of paper that you were writing about the book on, but no, obviously no phone and no other book I mean, it sounds, I laugh at myself and my deep feeling that somehow Save the Cat writes a novel is going to outline my novel for me. But that is helpful. It whacks ideas loose. You know, if you, and so maybe reading Save the Cat for an hour counts, especially if you have a notebook next to you, or are you willing to write in your copy of Save the Cat? And mine has many, many bad plot notes in it. So just pick a thing, but do it. Do it every day. I am not, I put the things away, but usually that's when I've it's a scheduled pencils down moment. Like, it's gone to my agent.
Yes.
It's gone to the developmental editor. Like, it's a scheduled thing. Otherwise, if it's mine, I'm going to sit with it. Not pretty much every day. I mean, you know, we all have
we like to say every working day, every day that you meant to
yeah,
work.
Every working day, or every weekend day, if that's how you're, you know, if that's how you're doing it. But so time with the notebook, or like I said, a walk or a drive, no radio, no AirPods. And you really, I have to be pretty firm with myself, because I could spend a long time thinking about like a cross seasonal jacket that would, what would be perfect. And I could, if I, I, like, you know, like I could walk for hours thinking about things like that.
Lately for me, it's been sourdough. I'm the last person on earth to do sourdough, but it's all I think about when I'm not thinking about writing.
We could spend several hours talking about sourdough right
and all
now.
Of the
I have
math,
sourdough
because I love the math.
Doing its thing downstairs right now.
Me too, girl. Me too.
So, but yeah, that's the thing. I would say just, and even a little bit of time, but make the time, put it on the calendar, know when you're going to do it, and do it. And eventually, if you keep sitting there,
it's
something
like
will jar loose.
Sitting with a sick friend sometimes is the way I've looked at sitting with my books. There's not really much I can do. I can hold their hand for a while. When they start to feel better, we can start to work again. But okay, Jay, this is beautiful. Tell us where we can find you.
The best place to find me is my website, kjdelantonia.com, has all things KJ. I do a Substack. It's called #AmReading. I also have the podcast, which is #AmWriting, and my Instagram, which is at KJDA, is only books and like sometimes pets. But
it's so worth following. I love following you on Instagram. KJ, thank you so much for this. Thanks for sharing how you get unstuck. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Ink in Your Veins. You can reach me at my website, rachelherron.com, and you can also support me at patreon.com/Rachel, RACHAEL, where I have all sorts of great stuff for writers for as little as a buck a month. And do sign up for my free writer's email list of encouragement at rachelherron.com/write. Now, get to writing, my friends.